Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
Top 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, one of the things that, for the first time now, I'm going to say to you that it's apparent that we're going to have a new administration after January 20th. The pathway, road to changing the way the election rolled out overnight, the first week after the election, is for Mr. Trump is not going to happen. A lot of people believe that the election was subverted. I hope we if it was or if it wasn't, I hope we find that out. I pray that we'll get to the bottom of whatever happened. I know that it was not a good situation. I think anybody would look at this and say that it was a dysfunctional election, not representative of America. It was not an election America should be proud of. But what I want to talk about now that we've sort of come to that term, I'm coming to terms with this. I'd like to, as a small business owner, I'd like for you to be thinking about the Harris-Biden administration. And by the way, I'm not being sarcastic or disrespectful. Maybe you could say I am when I say Harris-Biden. But they both of them basically said that on the campaign trail. They basically both reversed the roles. I didn't do it first. But I do believe, I don't think that Joe Biden will be in charge of his own administration. I think if you've heard him respond to comments, if you've heard him in situations where he couldn't finish his thoughts, where he said things unintelligible after, I mean, I'm not being mean, I'm just reporting the facts. I think you and I both need to understand that he's not going to be in, however long he remains president, he's not really going to be running the country, not the way Trump did, not the way Obama did, not the way Bush did. And so, or any other president, maybe going all the way back to Wilson, the last year of Wilson's life, when he was demented. So my point is, though, as small business owners, we have a little bit of a movie we can watch, a rerun we can watch, that will give us a little bit of a peer into how things are going to be in the next 4 years. To some degree, not to a great degree, and that'll be what I'll have to report on, and help understand, all of us understand, is the differences. But if you remember the Obama-Biden administration, if you remember how your business was in those days, you're going to have a similar type of scenario. And here's the macro thing to think about. I hope I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. But at the macro level, the stock market will probably be great, and Main Street will probably not be so great. I doubt that we'll have I'm worried that we won't have 3% growth on Main Street the way we have for the last almost 4 years, not counting the coronavirus episode. I'm concerned that if this movie is like the Obama-Biden movie, Wall Street will be fine, Main Street will not be fine. Now, that's the macro view. Every industry on Main Street breaks down separately, and of course, we have to get beyond this coronavirus, the pandemic situation, where people can come and go as we always do with freedom and liberty. But beyond that, I think we can take somewhat of a lesson from what we saw in the Obama-Biden administration, but possibly in some ways maybe worse. And when I say worse, I think the big one is the two big ones are healthcare and the climate change agenda. Those two things will have the biggest near-term impact on your budget, because if he eliminates the short-term health plans that Trump put in, that means that for a lot of small businesses, your health care bill will go up. So you need to think about that. Gird your loins for that. He's already said he's going to bring back Obamacare and strengthen it. He's going to make it stronger. Well, if Obamacare were stronger, that means it's probably going to hurt small businesses more. Because there's no question that Obamacare hurts small businesses in a really bad way. Number two, the climate change thing. He's brought in John Kerry, the worst Secretary of State in the history of Secretary of State, maybe the one of the most dangerous Secretaries of State in the history of the job. He's brought him back to be the so-called climate change czar. Kerry helped write the dangerous Paris Accords that Biden is going to now join again. And with Kerry at the helm of that, that's going to make your energy budget go up. Put it, just gird your loins, prepare for that. I'm just speaking to you objectively. These are things to watch for. Just start paying attention to these things, and I'll be reporting on others as we go through, as we move forward in the future. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassen. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.